And my mother had a boy, was my half brother. And he just passed here at 74. Yeah, Joe died at 74. And he was 84. And so she had a child and he had a child. And then he had some old kids, sisters, brothers. And mother raised all them kids up and looked like to me, I ain't seen no different than them and us. They all had to do the same. And our sisters, our older brothers, had left home before I got, you know, large enough to realize things. But they would come back and forth home, you know. And all of them, my mama said, I never would be no kind. All of them told them and played with me, you know. And said it made me think I was about grown as they were. But I always wanted to be the baby so I could get everything and come back. And so I have to tell you, yeah, I had a lovely coming up, but after I got 9, when I got 8 years old, I had a whole toilet every day, chopping like I do now. When I got 10, I was a washing and ironing for home, and we had to wash on a scrub boat. My mother would wash the white clothes. If she was sick, she'd kind of pull the eyelash washing. And they better be clean. Put me in that pot and bottom, and you don't know about that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. See, that happened when I come out. Them clothes be just snow white. Wash them clothes out, and then I'd go get that ranch and water ranch into another, and wash them to another ranch. Yeah, they better be clean. And I have to tell you, my mother used to fix basket church. I've been fixing basket church since I was 12 years old. And that's not what I know you can do if you try. Now, I can cook, but I ain't tell you no stuff. I don't think I could teach my mother. Everybody says she's the cookingest woman that ever been around.
Yeah, right.
I ain't saying because she's my mama. You know, your mama, something she just tastes better than anybody else in there. To me, you do.
That's true.
Uh-huh. But mama just could cook. She could cook most any common thing. She used to work around white people, you know. When black people come in washing and cooking and doing for them, she could cook most anything. She raised up her sister's child up. She just died year before last. When she died, she's 80, and mama raised up. Now that was my next mama after mother died. Mother died, my mother died in 40. And my daddy died in 30. And mama raised up it, and after mama died, she stuck with some, I had to tend to her. After I came out of the hospital, I went to her. She fell, was going out the back door, screen door, hit her with a tub of clothes, well, a dish bun, I think it was a basket, a dish pan of clothes. And it knocked her down and broke her shoulder up in here. She never killed her. But she seemed just like a mother to me. She didn't seem like no cousin, so she called me and saw her build her children. Stayed in Kern in the project by herself like I did, and she's 88, and you still get by, you and B, she's 88. So she stayed in the project, and then she got out, and we put her in the hospital. I had been out of the hospital 2 months with my eyes, and my right eye started to affect from sitting up, I said, 3 nights straight there. She, you know, didn't realize what she'd done, and kept on that dope, and she'd get me in out of bed, and I just overdid it. And the doctor told me, said, in your eyes, don't bother you. The other don't bother you. I said, no. She said, you got to pinch their nerves about you staying up too long. So he thought, I can see how good skin on, but I tell you, then it feels like something in it sometimes. He says, there's a pinched nerve in it. But she paged in the hospital. She never did get back home. She was old, so she didn't have nothing to build on. She fell in that country, see, when she went out, the project, you know, got walkways from the door. And that door hit her and seen about she being old, and it just tripped and she fell on her shoulder. Mm-hmm. Broke that shoulder all up in there. Mm-hmm. She never did get up. Now she was raised, my mother and daddy raised her.